I just want you to know how in you are in this gender correct atmosphere. You named us all. It's good to be me. Hi, Lisa.
Hi.
Yay.
Happy Sunday.
Happy Sunday. And it was so perfect, Bill. Thank you so much.
I love that.
Yay. Me too. Deserves another aha applause. So I'm going to start. And, you know, I usually try and talk to you. I mean, I love talking to you.
today's a total surprise.
Yeah. No, I adore you. But today, when we're talking about happy together, we're also talking about better together and just being who you are in that authentic voice. And Ernest Holmes says, we believe in the unity of all life and that the highest God and the innermost God is the one God. We believe in the direct revelation of truth through our intuitive and spiritual nature and indwelling God, and that anyone may become a revealer of truth who lives in close contact with the divine in all moments. And so now, when we're in the moment, lots of times we don't understand that every moment is a great moment. But when we're awake, we recognize there is something happening that is deeper than we are, higher than we are, and deeper than we are. And it's coming from that indwelling spiritual divine source, I say. And it's bringing us together in ways more than we could ever have humanly imagined. Those ways that connect us on the deepest level of who we are and call us to show up in greater ways. And in times of what we are now, like the Ukrainian crisis, it is so wonderful to know that there is more happening and that together we are united and supporting one another, and we feel more spiritually connected than I don't remember this except when the Berlin Wall came down. That's the last time I experienced this surgency of joy. So in times of crisis, it's wonderful to have each other and remind each other that beyond all the storms of life, we are better when we are together, because we are supportive of one another, and we know that we belong to that one heart that beats throughout all humanity and connects us to all life. And in just a minute, I will turn this over to you, Lisa.
Keep going. You're on a roll. I love it. Keep going.
So a year ago, the Western system I see of the alliances was absolutely in ruins, and the confidence sapped by COVID and all of the unrest in the world.
Whoa.
That was an amen. Amen. As COVID passes, is it your guitar okay, Bill? Okay, great. Anyway, and a lot of our diplomatic and security associations had been totally atrophied at the time for lack of use. And all of a sudden, all of this, in this attempt to come into unity, we now are coming back together. And not only in consultation, but our higher ideals of what are we here for? We're here to be free. We're here to be the authentic self and honored for our freedom. Western countries have agreed on what they are confronting. And it hasn't been just a shared vision, but also the sharing of responsibilities worldwide and the outreach for fleeing refugees. So I know that I have been so lucky in my life to be with good people and so good person. Will you please take this over now?
I'm glad you brought up the Ukraine situation, because I think at the heart of any conflict, whether it's just an argument at home with your kids or whether it's a war that could escalate into World War III, the core conflict at it is that we are seeing things in terms of us and them. And there is no us and there is no them. There's no separation between us. It's only we. And Krishna says this in the Bhagavad Gita several times. You know, never was there a time when there was not a we. Never will there come a time when any of us cease to be. How do we find that unity? How do we find that common ground? Well, we find it because we're all made of the same stuff. Earth, fire, air, space, and water. That's it. That's all of us. That's our meat suits. But without that alone doesn't make us who we are. What makes us who we are? It's that spark. It's that spark from God that ignites us and that animates us and that causes us to love, to care, to understand, to accept all, you know, to know all of these things, to have that wisdom, to be open, to share. And if we can just see that spark in each other, we'll understand that there is no us in them. It's all we. And in Vedanta and Hinduism, there's a concept called satsang. So in Sanskrit, sat means truth. It means goodness. And the second part of the word sang comes from the word sangha, which is association, community. So when you have a satsang, it's an association of like-minded people who are seeking the truth, who are here to experience the highest truth. And that's what this is every Sunday when we gather here. It's recognizing the spark within each other. It's supporting each other in our spiritual growth. It's seeing that no matter what is happening in the world, you know, we can judge it as good or bad, happy or unhappy. Happy is such a kind of a volatile word because happiness comes and happiness goes. Happiness changes. Happiness is always dependent upon something, right? But that spark doesn't. And if we tap into that spark, and we can do this collectively, especially collectively, because we feed off of each other's energy. We're not just home alone, trapped, feeling sorry for ourselves or watching the news with all this bad news going on, right? We're sharing our experiences and our holiness with each other. And that means we're happier together, we're better together.
You know, this is so interesting because there's this story about the redwood trees that we mainly find up in Northern California. And the redwood trees grow to like 350 feet. And you would think that they had really, really deep roots, but they don't. Their roots are only like 5.5 feet down in the ground. And so you say, well, how do these trees that are so magnificent and live for hundreds of years, how do they stay upright with such shallow roots? Well, what these trees do is their roots are integrated with all the other trees. They communicate. And not they've done a lot of studies on this, and not only do they communicate, but they're intertwined, helping one another. They actually share nutrients with one another. And
they're
so
holding hands.
Yeah, they're holding hands. And that is how they were able to survive during the droughts, the winds, the rain, the over rain, and everything else. It's because all life is that interconnection. Yeah. And that is what makes them so strong and what makes us so strong as well. Yeah. And I agree with you about this center. This center is a light in the community. And when we are here together, linking arms between COVID surges, I just see, you know, I think this is, in my lifetime, this was a first, I'll tell you that, where you couldn't meet. But when we're together, linking arms and speaking truth and connected in something greater than what we see as the tragedy, and we go to that place seeing that what has happened between COVID and this war has brought everybody on the same, most of us, those who listen to a certain news in Russia, apparently not, but a lot of us together on the same page, knowing that vision of why I joined Religious Science, the Centers for Spiritual Living, in that world that works for everyone and peace on earth, is already unfolding in that greater vision, and the Ukrainians in their grit and their strength of nurturing that population are like those redwood trees. They refuse to fall. They are working so hard, and not only that, the world has come together to support them.
Yeah, and there's
the Western world.
There's always going to be diversity. There's never going to be a time when there is total peace worldwide, no conflict, everybody getting along hunky-dory. Life would be so boring. There would be no growth. We would all just be like, what's the point, right? We rise up when there is something to rise up for. We grow spiritually towards the light, like flowers grow towards the sun. That's how we grow. This stretches us. These conflicts help us to experience the best of who we are and to see past that diversity. There's this wonderful story in the Buddhist tradition called The Four Friends. Are you guys familiar with this story? So this illustrates it beautifully. So there's this little pheasant, and the pheasant loves to eat fruits. There's a picture of the story right there. And the little pheasant loves to eat fruits that have fallen from the tree. And then after it eats the fruit, it spits out the seeds. So it spits out the seeds, and the seed one day grew to a beautiful tree. And the pheasant was very happy because now it had easy access to fruits. It didn't have to go hunting around for them. So it would eat the fruits off the tree. But one day the tree grew too big for the pheasant to reach. It couldn't reach the tree to get the fruits. And a little bunny came by and said, I know what we can do. You can just stand on my back and I'll kind of lift you up so you can get the fruit. And when you get the fruit, we'll share it. And they had a pact and they worked together, the bunny and the pheasant, and they got the fruits and they were happy. Up until the tree grew some more and they couldn't reach it again. So here comes a little monkey and says, oh, I can help you out here. Let me lift up the bunny, and then the pheasant can stand on the bunny's back, and then we can reach the tree, and all three of us can share these fruits. So they did that for a while, and everybody was happy until the tree grew even so big that it couldn't reach anymore. So then finally along comes the elephant. He goes, I like what you guys are doing. You've got the right idea. We need to work together. Here, I'm big. Monkey, climb up on my back. And then from the monkey, the rabbit could go up, and then the pheasant can go up, and we can get all the fruits we want. Doesn't matter how tall the tree is. So that's what they did. And everybody's happy. Now, this could have ended there, and we have four friends very happy. But what happened was this inspired the whole community and all of the animals, no matter what species they were, male or female, child, adult, old, whatever, they started working together. And they were happier together. They were better together because they used their resources. They understood that everyone has different talents, different gifts, different skill sets, that, you know, alone, we can only do so much. But when we bind together, the world's our oyster.
You know, what I love about this is that we're in the flow with the trees and the nourishing and the happy together that we're, once again,
and we didn't talk.
We didn't talk either. And it's so interesting because it's the challenges that create the growth, and also in authenticity. When we are authentic with people as well, and we say, hey, listen, without this help, we cannot get to the top of the tree as it grows and grows and grows. We need that community to help us. And in community also, when you say, of course, if everything were just flat-lined and everything was perfect, we would be bored, because we're human and we're here to experience the good, the bad, the dark, the light, the top, the bottom, the left to the right, everything. We're here to deepen through that. And so when you reach challenges, including with friends, some of the best friends you have, absolutely are the ones that challenge you. And don't just say, yeah, that's all good. Gotta go.
And you your know? Family. Why do we have challenging families?
Yes. Yeah, why do we?
Because.
I want to know.
That's the point of life. I mean, the point of life is to grow and get enlightened. The point of life isn't to just sit there and be happy, la-di-da. No, the point of life is to grow and to understand who we are. And we do that through our challenges. You know?
Yeah. And you know what's so interesting is they've done studies on happiness. And what makes people happiest is when they're helpful.
Yeah.
And they actually call it the psychologists call it the helping hand happiness. And what it does is it makes you so much happier because you are helping, you're in community, you're communicating.
Yep.
And also what it does is...
it helps you feel purposeful.
Yeah, purposeful. Absolutely gives you a purpose. And it keeps you alive and fully present. And it's they call it the helping hand high without drugs or alcohol. And so get us high just without drugs or alcohol.
Yeah.
So although... I feel like we're like the redwoods and like the four friends. We're constantly deepening, growing, bringing up more. We're growing our roots. And I always say in meditations and everything else, it is we are here to be human. And that 3D dimensional body and what we feel, this bodysuit is so important because it is one of the learning tools that is the greatest. Yeah. And also pulling from the highest and high from all the dimensions and then grounding us with those roots is what we're here for. We're here to bring heaven on earth into our bodies, ground us so that we can grow together and make that world that works for everybody while honoring our authenticity and each absolute unique fingerprint of God, for there is no one that is just alike.
Perfect.
Okay, you're done?
Well, okay. Well, let's see. I was just going to say, yeah, so we just broaden this to yoga. Yoga means to yoke, to unite, union. And it's all about unity in diversity. It's accepting our cultural differences. It's being respectful of all our traditions, respectful of all our beliefs. And if we can do that and support each other in such a way, then we're it's all going to be good.
Oh, thank you. And so today I leave you with these questions. What are you entwined with? Who and what are you giving your life to? And who are you invested in being with? And what are you invested in being for? You can give people any material good, but when you give them what I call your authentic self, your God self, your highest self, then you make changes that change your thinking and you change other people to be higher and better and to evolve at that highest place, and it changes your life and it changes all the lives around you. Together we can stand strong, and together like those redwoods and like the four friends, we are able to withstand all the storms of life and be grateful for them, for the growth that they've given us and the deepening and awakening of who we are. And I love you.
Amen.
Amen.
I love you. So it is.
So it is.
Yeah.